Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get trusty women and ye men in Tommy John each day.
Remember, it's the perfect gift to give this holiday.
With over 18 million pairs sold to good boys and girls just like you, Tommy John is rearing in this softness season with a gift to those who made my nice list. You deserve a special gift of Tommy John underwear and loungewear.
One little altar of the land, Tommy John's gladly worn. Underwear and loungewear upon each blessed morn, making everyone comfy, whose body they adorn. Give Tommy John for comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Give Tommy John for comfort and joy.
Ho, 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 ho. This holiday season, make everyone in your family that much more comfortable with the holiday gift of Tommy John underwear and loungewear. For the holidays, get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/victory. 20% off at TommyJohn.com/victory. See site for details.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
This is Packs What She Said. Now, here's Perry Goldstein and Maggie Loney.
Welcome back to another episode of the Packs What She Said podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Maggie Loney, joined as always by Perry Goldstein. And we've got a familiar matchup this week, our first second division game of the season, I guess. The Packers traveling to Soldier Field to take on the Chicago Bears. I guess really the only intriguing part of this matchup, at least to me personally, is the fact that the Packers and Bears are both tied for most regular season wins in NFL history at 786. So theoretically, whoever wins this game, you know, for at least a week, will have bragging rights as the winningest franchise in the NFL. So that's kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to be cool if the Packers lose, but it's a fun little tidbit.
This is a little historic franchise bowl, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that we're digging for to get ourselves to,
yeah, really,
to be pumped for this game. But Packers obviously sitting at 4-8, Bears sitting at 3-9. The basement dwellers of the NFC North right now. What do you think? I mean, how do you feel about this game? How do you feel about the Packers going into this game?
Okay, the Packers should win this game. I'm sorry. There are a few games this season they should have won, they didn't. Like, you cannot lose. You can't lose to this Bears team. You simply cannot. And I know that Justin Fields was a full participant in practice, but he's obviously injured. On top of that, the Bears also have two of their starting secondary guys who are injured. I don't know if they're going to go, but they were did not participate last time I looked at the injury reports. So, like, thumb or no thumb, the Packers better put up points against this Bears team.
Yeah, and I mean, this was a team originally that they got their first win of the season against, 27-10, put up some significant points there. You know, they kind of struggled on offense still to get things going, gave up 180 yards rushing on the ground, but only 48 passing yards through the air. So I think that's going to be the storyline, right, going into Sunday, is how much will Justin Fields impact the game with his legs? whatever happens with both quarterbacks, you know, through the air, I think the ground game is really what's going to kind of tell the tale on Sunday. And that's kind of scary, right? We talked about it pre-show when you go into Soldier Field, knowing the issues that players seem to have on the field itself. So hopefully, all things considered, the guys come out of it healthy. I think that's the biggest thing.
Yeah. And this is, I mean, the Packers defense is coming off a historically bad run. They've allowed 400 or more yards in three straight games. They haven't done that since like the 1980s. So
love it.
Yeah. And especially like going up against a player like Jalen Hurts, who again had a historic game for him and his personal stats on the ground. Justin Fields is not quite Jalen Hurts, obviously, but he is a weapon on the ground. And we saw that they were pretty incapable of containing Jalen, even with a spy, even with knowing exactly what Jalen Hurts was going to do, which was going to be run the ball. So containing Fields, especially if his shoulder's bothering him and throwing the ball is going to be a little bit more difficult, containing him and his legs is going to be like the key, I think, to this game. Because otherwise, the Joe Barry defense, for better or for worse, whether we love it or we hate it, should be able to stop the Bears offense regardless.
Yeah, and I mean, the injury report did just come out. We're recording this in the afternoon on Thursday. Everything is pretty much standard, kind of what we expected. Aaron Rodgers was a did not practice Wednesday. He was a limited participant today on Thursday with a right thumb and a rib injury now, but all signs, of course, point to him playing. He said he wants to do so at least until the Packers are mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, which, you know, I guess could be this weekend, could be a couple weeks from now, all things considered. We're not sure yet, like, when mathematically that would happen. But everything else, I think, is kind of self-explanatory as far as Darnell Savage. Looks like he won't be playing this week with the foot injury, but everybody else on the injury report should be a full go. So Packers theoretically getting healthier at this point. Devondre Campbell maybe will have a chance to play this week. Romeo Doubs, it looks like, might have a chance to play this week, which I think that is one of the storylines in and of itself going into this game. The fact that Christian Watson has come out, you know, guns blazing, and he won Rookie of the Month for the month of November for his 6-touchdown performance over a span of 3 games. So seeing Doubs and Watson on the field together, I think, is maybe one of the things that I'm most excited for going into Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's dive into that, because there are a few things to be excited about with this Packers team right now, but the young receivers is definitely one of them. And I have tempered expectations because Doubs is coming off a pretty significant ankle injury. He's been out, so I wouldn't be surprised if they had him on a little bit of a snap count. But these two have only seen the field together for less than a game's worth of snaps. So regardless of what we see, it's going to be probably more than we've seen so far this season. And now that defenses are really starting to respect Christian Watson, as they should, it actually should theoretically give Romeo Doubs even more opportunities, which is really exciting, because what he was able to show in the first kind of chunk of this season was that he can kind of make the most of those. So you almost think about, you know, two pretty explosive athletic weapons out there for Aaron Rodgers. It's very exciting.
Yeah, and I mean, I think just kind of to piggyback off of that, the offense in its entirety is a lot healthier than we've seen. So getting Randall Cobb back, who was involved against the Eagles but didn't have like a ton of plays, Alan Lazard, you know, Robert Tonyan has kind of not been a huge factor this year, but all these guys being as healthy as they have been, this might be the healthiest the offense has been all season. So kind of seeing all of the pieces finally for Matt LaFleur to put together, especially like you said, knowing that the Bears secondary has as many injuries as they do, hoping exactly that'll give this offense some opportunities to gel. Because I think at this point, we're also looking long-term down the line, right? Where, you know, it might not save this season, but Matt LaFleur is going to be the head coach next year. A lot of these offensive pieces will still be here, regardless of what happens at quarterback. So just, you know, looking for them to keep kind of stacking. And I think that's what's so exciting about Doubs and Watson together.
Exactly. And yeah, I mean, it's a perfect opportunity for them to see if they can pick on some depth guys and the Bears secondary. We know Rodgers is going to target the non-starters if he can. And so far, we've seen at least Christian Watson be able to make some pretty nice contested catches, get himself open with his speed and his size. So this should be a fun one. Again, it all depends on how Rodgers is feeling and how the thumb more specifically is feeling. But if Aaron Rodgers is adamant about playing, Aaron Rodgers will play. So barring any, I think, significant setbacks, it's not going to be a Jordan Love game.
Yeah, I loved the Alan Lazard quote about having to renew his membership twice a year. So he expects Aaron Rodgers to play, or his ownership, twice a year. So that's fun. And I mean, it's a division rival game. We talk about it every time these two teams play, but there's such history. And Matt LaFleur, I believe, if I read the dope sheet right, yes, the first coach in league history to win his first 7 regular season games against Chicago. Obviously, we know he's on that 7-game win streak. So just a fun little streak, hopefully, for him to continue as well, because we know now, of course, that he's lost to both the Lions and the Vikings. So I think this is just kind of, I don't want to call it a get right game, because I'm not sure how much you can get right when you're sitting at 4-8 and kind of on the outside looking in when it comes to the playoff picture. But I do think a win in Chicago against a division rival would be like a very cathartic win for the Packers.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is kind of a locker room game, if you will. Like, this is your biggest rival. You know, there's respect, but a lot of competition there. The Packers are, of course, not playing up to their standards, but I still kind of view this Bears team as a lesser opponent skill wise, especially if the Packers like play and don't shoot themselves in the foot, play the way we know they can. So I feel like it's a long season and they're so close to their bye. Getting a win in now would just make the rest of December, January, I think, a little bit more palatable.
Exactly. And I mean, I think, you know, it's just a really good opportunity for these guys to kind of get in sync. And I know they talked about going on a run, you know, before the Titans game and then before the Eagles game. Like, there was the sense of, or there wasn't, I guess I should say, a sense of urgency, because the locker room was, you know, still together. And I don't think we've really seen or heard any divisiveness as far as the locker room is concerned. But I agree with you 100% that this is the kind of game that can galvanize a team that, you know, is down. They might be out, you know, mathematically this week. We don't know, but I think they're going to need these kinds of games the rest of the way to just kind of, you know, put that energy into themselves and into the team. And because you don't want to be defeated with, what is it, 4 or 5 games left of the season. Like, there's still too many games to play to be down and feeling out of it.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.